That we want to present all that we have unto you.
求主你来塑造我们。
That you mold us.
让我们能够成为一个合你心意的人。
That we be a man and woman pleasing unto you.
让我们把家庭也仰望在你的手中。
That we lift up our families unto you.
求主你来塑造，你来使用。
That you will mold us and use us.
给我们智慧，让我们做父亲的知道怎么样的带领我们的家庭。
And give us fathers.The wisdom to lead our families.
将我们整个的家庭能够带到你的面前。
That we can bring our entire families before you.
使我们能够只有我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As we can proclaim that as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
求主你悦纳我们的敬拜和祷告。
Lord, may you accept our worship and our prayer.
祝福我们今天早上在这一段时间。
And bless this time that we have.
感谢赞美你，奉靠主耶稣基督名，阿门。我们看到整个今天早上的崇拜里面的这样的一个布置，我们发现啊，今天是一个非常的景色。
As you see, the sanctuary is completely redone. You know that today is a special day.
那今天晚上我们6:30开始，我们儿童的暑期圣经营将会开始。
We will have our day one of our vacation Bible school this Sunday at tonight at 6:30 p.m.
我们教会用各样的方式，可以希望我们能够把孩子们带到神的面前来。
And we use all this as a program to bring the kids to the Lord.
我们也感谢VBS 的同工们花了很多的心思来布置整个的场地。
And we thank the VBS co-workers who have spent time and devotion to decorate
our place. 希望在这4-5天的时间，能够让孩子们专心在寻找这一位创造宇宙万物的主宰。
And in these 5 days, we attempt to present the gospel and allow the kids to search the creator of this world.
那我们也用掌声谢谢他们在圣会上的辛劳。
Put their hands together for their efforts.
今天要跟大家分享父亲节的一个主题，这我们请大家打开圣经，我们来看马可福音第九章。
Share with you the message for Father's Day and turn with me to Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章，我们将会从第
14节
读到第29节。
We'll read from verses 14 to 29.
我们以起因的方式，我来读一节，请大家。
We'll read it in alternating fashion.
我请大家读的时候，你可以用中文，也可以用英文。我们一起在神的面前学习神的话语。马可福音第九章第14节到第29节。
Verse 14 to 29.
第十四节，耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
Teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as All the people saw Jesus. They were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him.
耶稣问他们说，你们和他们辩论的是什么呢？
17. A man in the crowd answered, Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech.
18节，无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫。咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒，把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
19. O unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.
他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上翻来覆去，口中流沫。
21. Jesus asked the boy's father, How long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered.
鬼屡次把他扔在火里，水里要灭他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
23. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes.
孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信。但我信不足，求主帮助。
25. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。
27. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up.
耶稣进了房子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？”
29. He replied, "This kind can only come out only by prayer."
在这段经文里面，我们看到。
In this passage, we see.
我们看到一位受苦的孩子。
We see a boy possessed by an evil spirit.
我看到一位急迫而且绝望的一个父亲。
And we see a despondent father.
我们看到一个满有怜悯的主。
And we also see a merciful God.
可能很多人认识这一位 Steve McQueen， 他是70年美国最红的一位明星。
Those of us who know Steve McQueen, he was dubbed the King of Cool in the 60s and the 70s and was a very popular actor.
他生下来没有见过他的生父。
He has never met his biological father.
他母亲是酗酒的。
His mother was an alcoholic.
因此没办法照顾他，就把他送到祖父祖母的家。
And unable to cope with raising a small child, she left Steve with her parents, his grandparents.
在他一生当中，他在寻求父亲和母亲的爱。
So in his entire life, in his childhood, he grew up seeking his father and mother's love.
后来母亲改嫁，继父几乎打他。
And when his biological mother remarried, the stepdad would abuse him.
他九岁的时候，他就离家出走。
He ran away from home when he was nine.
在外面流浪。
And wandered the streets.
后来又回到母亲那边又流浪，又回到母亲那边又流浪。
So he bounced back and forth to his mother and his mother and the streets.
因而他在街上，他就常做了一些很，就是。有很多不好的一些的群的孩子影响到他。
And on the streets, he mixed with the bad crowd.
做过很多坏的事情。
And committed a lot of bad things.
甚至于他在生命的当中，他进入很多的毒品，这些娱乐色情，在他一生的当中都弥漫了这些的事情。
And he indulged in drugs, paraphernalia, and also sexual activities.
后来他就成了有名的明星。
But somehow he became a famous actor.
当他最有名的时候，他成为整个美国薪水最高的演员。
At the peak of his popularity, he was the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
他放下这一切，他去寻找他的人生的意义。
And he put all this away to search for his meaning.
他去做他喜欢做的事情，他赛车 ，motorcycle， 做很多的比赛。
He had a passion for speed, and he liked to ride the motorcycle and go into a lot of competitions.
所以在这些很多的事情上面，他都很棒。
And in all his undertaking, he was successful.
但他心里面却有一个空虚在那个地方。
But there was a vacuum in his heart.
后来他喜欢开飞机
，and later on he dwelled into flying planes，
尤其是这种双翼的飞机
，especially these kind of
当时在这种的飞机很少人会开
，and in those days it is a special skill to fly these bush planes。
他找不到老师可以教他开这个飞机
，and he looked for a teacher。
后来他找了一位叫 Sammy， 这叫什么？叫 Sammy Mason 的这一位。
So he found a instructor by the name of Sammy Mason.
他是当时唯一会开这种飞机的人。
And he was one of the few instructors who was qualified to teach.
当他和他学习飞机，他们就两个人出去，两个人回来，他们常常在这个飞机场两个人在一起。
And in the interaction between the instructor and being instructed, they spent a lot of time together.
慢慢的他就发现 Sammy 他的生命很独特。
So Steve found Sammy's life to be very unique.
他对生命很摆着充足的信心。
And Steve found that Sammy had a lot of confidence in life.
他就觉得这个人很特别，很不一样。
And he found Sammy was special, very different.
有一次他Steven 就问 Sammy 说：“哎，为什么你的生命是这样子不一样
？”And one day Steve asked Sammy, "Why are you different? How are you
different?" 就跟他分享，他说：“因为我相信神，我是基督徒。
”And Sammy shared the gospel and says, "Because I'm a Christian, I believe in God."
我找到生命的意义
，And I found the meaning of life.
那 Steven 就问说：“那我可不可以跟你一起去教会？”
And then Steve asked, "Can I follow you to church?"
他就去了当地的他们那个地方的一个教会。
And he went to the local church where Sammy attended.
后来他就信了主。
And Steve then gave his life to Christ.
有一次他对跟他的牧师说，他很想见这位格里汉有名的布道家。
And one day Steve articulated that he would like to meet the famous evangelist Billy Graham.
有一次无意当中这位格里汉牧师来找他。
And one day he got to meet Billy Graham.
哦，他非常的高兴。
And he was ecstatic.
后来他发现他得了癌症。
Then Steve was also diagnosed later on with cancer.
他这种的癌症是没有办法医治的。
This is a incurable cancer called pleural mesothelioma.
是肺癌的一种。
It's a form of lung cancer.
后来他找了做了很多的，一年之后他不得已，后来就要到墨西哥去做手术。
And he tried many medical healings, but then arrived at Mexico for some sort of possible medical procedure.
当他在飞机场的时候，这一位有名的格里汉布道家来在飞机上送他。
And when he was at the airport, Billy Graham actually came to send him off at the airport.
那他在飞机场的时候，他是发现，哎，他忘记带他的圣经。
And at the airport, Steve remembered that he realized that he forgot to bring his Bible.
格里汉牧师就把他手上的他自己的圣经就给了他。
So Billy Graham gave Steve McQueen his personal Bible.
他就带着这本圣经就去了墨西哥做手术。
And Steve carried then this Bible with him to Mexico for the surgery.
因为他的心脏没办法承受这么大的一个手术。
And because his heart couldn't bear the severity of the surgery.
手术之后12个小时，他在晚上睡觉的时候，他就心脏停止就过世。
And then Steve died of cardiac arrest 12 hours later after the surgery.
后来弟兄姐妹到墨西哥去看他。
And when the loved ones then flew to Mexico to retrieve his body.
当他们掀开他身上的布的时候，
and when they unveil the cloth that was covering him,
他们看到他手上拿着这一本圣经，
and it was seen that Steve was hugging this Bible that Billy Graham had given to him.
我们看到父母亲对孩子对你我一生的影响是多大。
We hear from Steve's lives, we can see the impact of a father onto a son.
有时候我们人生的意义和我们人生所寻求的东西，唯有来到神的面前，我们才可以得到满足。
Sometimes the meaning of life and what we are seeking for in life, that we can only find fulfillment when we come to the Lord.
我们感谢神 ，Steve 有续找到这一位属灵的父亲。
We thank God that Steve McQueen, he found his spiritual father.
这位 父亲属灵的父亲把他带到主的面前来。
And his spiritual father brought him to the Lord.
让他寻得人生的意义，让他也寻得了神的爱。
So that he can fulfill the meaning of life and also receive God's love.
在今天这一段的经文里面，我们看到一位受伤的孩子。
Today in this passage in Mark chapter 9, we see a boy that is possessed.
他受尽各样的折磨和痛苦。
And he has suffered physically at the hands of this possession.
他父亲说他从小就被魔鬼所抓住。
And the father said that when the spirit has seized him, it will throw him onto the ground, foam him in the mat and gnash his teeth.
把他摔倒在地上。
Throw him at the ground.
摔倒的本意是讲到把他丢在地上破碎的意思。
And the meaning of throwing him to the ground is to be broken and to be thrashing on the ground.
意思讲到他当他倒在地上的时候，常常会受伤，甚至于骨头骨折。
And might even imply that when he's taken to ground, he might also suffer fractures and broken bones.
他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿。
And he will foam at his mouth and gnash.
他不但是身体外面受到伤害，他内里面也受到了伤害。
There's not only in addition to physical damage, there's also spiritual damage.
他的胃反滚，使他能吐出这些的白沫来。
And his internal organs will churn, and hence the foam comes out of his mouth.
咬牙切齿是在他痛苦的当中的一个表现。
And the gnashing of teeth is actually a manifestation of this pain.
有的时候他就大声的喊叫。
And a lot of times this boy will cry out, yell out.
他虽然不会讲话，也听不到。
And though he cannot articulate words, but his screams still show that.
他只能够用这种方式来表露他内心的痛苦。
And through all this physical demonstration and regurgitation of foam, that he could then demonstrate the pain that he's in.
因此他的身体就消瘦下来。
And hence his body becomes weakened.
弟兄姐妹，今天在你我的生命当中，也许我们或者我们的儿女没有有这种被鬼附的，或者是被嘴抓住的这样子的一个实际的生病或这样子一个现象。
Brothers and sisters, you may not have had the opportunity to witness a physical, spiritual, demonic possession today.
但是在现在的世代里面，魔鬼要毁坏一个家庭，先从孩子开始。
But in today's context, to damage a family, it starts with the child.
抓住我们的孩子。
It takes hold of our child.
抓住他们的弱点。
It takes hold of their weakness.
就一直的不放，甚至于把他们带进一个黑暗的当中。
And it can bring our children into darkness.
我们在这里有很多小朋友。
And here we have many children with us.
小朋友问你一个问题。
Children, I'm going to ask you a question.
喜不喜欢玩 video game?
Do you like to play video games?
Who like play video games?
谁喜欢打游戏机？
我们大人有多少人喜欢打游戏机的？
And adults likewise, those of us who like to play video games.
每次我们小孙子在玩 video games 时候，哦，很有兴趣，很好玩。
And a lot of time, my grandchild, when he was playing the video game, it would be very interesting.
小朋友，当你打 video games, 你有没有发现你自己的态度和姿势？
And kids, when do you realize that when you were playing that video game, what have you become?
你是不是你的非常的专心在你的 game 上面？
Are you completely focused on acing that score?
哇，很 exciting， 很兴奋。
Very exciting.
尤其是个朋友在一起玩的时候，哇，那真是太好了。
Especially when you're playing a team game, team video game.
有没有偷着晚上不睡觉，在被窝里面还要玩 game 的？
Are you also secretly playing your video game under your blanket?
现在这个 video game 已经发展到 virtual reality， 一个真实，在把你放在一个很真实的一个情景的里面。
And today's video games have even evolved to the realm of virtual reality.
几乎你不知道哪个是现实，哪个是伪装的。
And you no longer can actually tell what's virtual and what is reality.
当你在这个 virtual reality 这个 game 里面，你走动的时候，整个的影它的景象都会转的，都会变的。
That as you're wearing this virtual reality goggle, as you turn your body, the response of the game
非常吸引人。现在不单是小孩子，现在连大人都玩的。
It's so captivating that in addition to kids, even adults are playing virtual reality video games.
我不是说 video game 不好。
I'm not saying video games are bad.
There are 有很好的 video game.
There are actually pretty good video games.
有很多 game 可以帮助孩子学习。
There are some video games that are educational.
但是今天你我做父母亲的，我们真是要为孩子好好的选择哪一些东西是可以，他们可以做这样的接触的。
As parents, we would like to choose the right video games.
有时候我们看到很好的 game 里面也带着一些很多残杀的一些的事情。
Like for example, some video games have some violent scenes.
有一些很恐怖的画面
and some graphic representations.
很多的 game 里面都带着一些恶魔甚至恐怖怪兽的这些的
and some video games can have the content that's like demonic and spiritually frightening.
弟兄姐妹，我们做父母亲的，我们做长辈的，我们真的要好好的看着孩子他们所接触的这个环境。
Brothers and sisters, as parents, we will need to be vigilant to what our kids are exposed to.
我们在因着这样的一些的事情，抓住他的儿子这个父亲，极其的难过，而且急迫的来寻找帮助。
That in the context of the scripture right now, this father whose son is being possessed, right, is trying to look for a solution.
在这里，我们看到他。来到主耶稣面前，他跪在马太福音那边写的，他跪在主耶稣面前向神祈求，向主祈求。
And he comes to Jesus, he kneels before Jesus and asks Jesus for help.
这个孩子，这个父亲是何等的爱这个孩子。
And to do that, it demonstrates the father's.
他说：“我把我的儿子带到你的面前来。
”I'm bringing my possessed son to you, Jesus.
求你帮助他。
Please help us.
帮助这个儿子。
Please take pity on us.
他说他已经无路可走了。
I've expended all my options.
他请门徒们医治他，门徒确实不能。
And I've asked your disciples to heal him, but the disciples were unable.
这个父亲何等的需要主的带领。
And this father indeed needs the Lord's leading.
在他急迫绝望的时候，他做了一件最智慧的事情。
In his despondence, and desperation, he did one correct thing.
他就是把孩子带到主的面前。
He brought his son to Jesus.
我们真的需要求神给我们智慧，让我们知道怎么样的把孩子带到神的面前。
We need to have wisdom to know how to bring our children.
我们不光是把孩子带到教会，带到 Awana， 带到儿童植入学，更重要的是我们要把孩子带到主的面前，让他跟神跟主有直建立直接的关系。
We can bring our children to Awana to Sunday school, but most importantly we need to bring them to the Lord to build a personal relationship.
我们要把孩子带到主的面前，第一个我们自己要先来到主的面前。
But in order to help our children build that relationship,First, we must first come to the Lord ourselves.
有个姐妹因为儿子在大学里面整天在打 video game, 不能好好的读书。
And was a sister whose child was in college and was focus on playing video games instead.
所以他迫不得已的来到教会来求帮助。
So she, in her need, she came to church to ask for help.
他首先自己来寻求神。
She took the first step to seek after God first and foremost.
在神的面前得到神的恩典。
To come before God to receive God's grace.
相信神之后慢慢的把自己的儿子带到教会来。
To herself first believe in God, then to influence and bring her son to God.
当这个爸爸把孩子带到主耶稣基督面前，他说了一句话，他说：你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
And when the son was eventually brought to Christ, the father said that, run to Christ, have mercy on us.
我们就要看到这个父亲，他因着孩子的这样子的一个受苦，好像自己在受苦的这样一个心。
When his son was being possessed and suffering in this manner, it's as if the father was also suffering in the same way.
似乎在他这一句话里面，我们看到他的信心已经不是很多了。
We can tell from his words that maybe he doesn't have a lot of faith left.
但是他在这里还是求耶稣，求你怜悯我，帮助我们。
But still, he came to Jesus and says, take pity on us.
主耶稣在这一句话里面，他发现这个不单是要帮助这个孩子，更重要的是要帮助这个父亲。
So Jesus, in his response, not only wanted to relieve the child's possession, but also first of all to help the father.
因此耶稣说，你若能，按原文里面这个信这个字是不在里面的。
Jesus actually questioned the father and says, if you can.
主在用这句话，用他自己的一句话回复他说，你若可以能的话，在信的人凡事都能。
And Jesus added this to the Father that everything is possible for him who believes.
这个父亲的回应是什么呢？
And what is this father's response?
他的回应是说，他就流泪喊着说，我信，但我信不足。
And with tears in his eyes, the father exclaimed,I do believe.
因为在这里面我们看到信心是什么？信心不是没有怀疑。
What is faith, brothers and sisters? It is not, faith is not a definition of without doubt.
信心是即使有怀疑，也能够来到主的面前来祈求。
Faith is even with doubt, you still come to the Lord.
很多弟兄姐妹，我们在神的，尤其是我们做父亲的，我们在神的面前正是要存一个谦卑的心来到他的面前。
As earthly fathers, we need to have a humble heart and come to our Father in heaven.
承认我不足，有缺欠。
To acknowledge that we fall short.
承认我们有的时候也会做错事情。
To acknowledge that we also do the wrong things.
我们要求主来先帮助我们，让我们可以做对的事情，让我们可以矫正我们过去所犯的一切的错误。
And we need to acknowledge and before the Lord that we as fathers, we also need to correct ourselves and confess our sins.
我们要勇敢地向儿女们承认我们的所做的错的事情。
We need to be brave and humble ourselves and acknowledge even to our children and that we also are sinners.
大家还记得在退休会里面林牧师给我们讲了一件事情，他说 Charles Wendell 这是极其现在教会里面极有名的一位牧师，他和他太太两个一起来查验他们过去对儿女做错了哪些事情，甚至于向他们道歉。
And you remember in the retreat Pastor Lee, our speaker, he told us that Charles Swindon, a prominent ministerHe and his wife also examined their ways and acknowledged them before their children.
很多时候我们做父母亲，尤其是我们做中国人的父母亲，我们因着面子 我们把一些我们的所做的一些的事情，我们就把它放下来。
A lot of times as parents, we need to put down our pride.
有的时候我们不愿意出来真正去帮寻求帮助。
A lot of times we have so much ego and face saving that we do not want to step out to ask for help.
弟兄姐妹，我们是要面子还是要儿女？
Brothers and sisters, your choice. Your ego or your children.
有时候我们将一些的事情我们隐瞒下来，去把它不解决这些的问题，反而是儿女的心，使自己配偶的心越来越冷淡。
Brothers and sisters, you can choose to bury your sins, not acknowledge them, or you could come out and acknowledge it.
有个母亲在给女儿梳头发的时候发现他脖子上有些割痕。
And a mom was actually combing the daughter's hair and realized there's a little scar on the daughter's neck.
后来又发现他的手腕这里都有很多的割痕。
There's some sort of lashes around her wrist as well.
因为他心里极其气愤他父亲。
Because the daughter was bitter against her father.
他感受不到父亲的爱，
She couldn't experience her father's love.
甚至于常常有些冲突的当中，他说没办法发泄他里面的这种愤怒气。
And sometimes in that conflict, he wasn't able to express his frustration.
他就用这种的方法来减低他的痛苦。
So she resort to slashing herself to relieve her pain.
这位母亲就来找我们。
So this mom approached us.
弟兄姐妹，有很多的时候我们做爸爸的，我们没有这个胆量，没有这个勇气来面对事实。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we as fathers, we are not brave enough. We don't have the courage to.
在这里劝我们做父亲的，我们正是要向这一位极其爱而且极其伟大的这位父亲，愿意来求帮助，愿意来面对这些的事情。
And brothers, just like this father, encourage you as fathers to step out and ask for help.
我们就去和这个女孩子跟她谈。
And back to the story for this girl who was slashing herself. So we
开始的时候她什么都不讲。
Initially, she would not say anything.
慢慢我们跟她建立一个信任的关系之后。
As we built a trusting relationship with her.
慢慢她就讲些很多心里的话来。
And she poured her heart out.
每一天放学。我们就去找她，跟她谈，陪她。
And we'll speak to her and spend time with her after school every day.
现在她在一个非常有名的医学院在读医科。
And she's now in a very prominent medical school.
弟兄姐妹，只要我们来到神的面前来，都有盼望。
And we want to come before the Lord with hope.
因为他是一位只是奇妙慈爱的父神。
Because he's our loving father.
他是爱我们的主。
He's our Lord who loves us.
在这段经文里面，耶稣说：“你把他带到我的面前来。”
And in this passage, Jesus says, "Bring him to me."
主耶稣就用他的权柄指责魔鬼从他的身上里出去。
And Jesus, with his power, dispelled the evil spirit within the boy.
并且把他拉起来。
And lifted him up.
这个拉字是表示说他抓着主耶稣抓着这个孩子的手不放。
And Jesus held on and gripped on to the.
当我们把我们儿女交给主的时候，他一定抓着他不放。
When we surrender our children to the Lord,
神不会离弃我们的儿女。
Jesus will never let go of our children.
而且把他扶起来。
And Jesus will lift them up.
把他从地上把他扶起来。
Bring them up from the ground up.
在这个服务的这个意义里面讲到他甚至于旁边人都说他已经死了。
And even those around the boy says that he's dead.
当主耶稣把他扶起来，那个用意是他把他从死里把他重新复活起来。
But still Jesus lifted it up and let him rise and to have new life again.
主有这样子的力量能够把你我心里面的那些冷漠，那些死去的盼望，那些无望的无路可走的时候， 把我们重新的把我们恢复起来。
The Lord has the power to lift us up from our despair and despondency and our bitterness.
他今天能够帮助我们能够重新的复活起来。
He can give us new life.
重新的建造这样的关系。
To rebuild our relationship with the Lord.
因为他在十字架上他说神啊神啊为什么离弃我。
For he said on the cross, My Lord, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
唯有他承受这样子一个父神对他的离弃，成全了那从死里复活的这样子力量。
For he has experienced what's it like to have the Father forsake him, and to die on the cross in this manner that he can understood and acknowledge and help us.
主耶稣说。费用祷告这一类的鬼总不能出去。
In the last verse, Jesus said, "This kind can come out only by prayer."
唯有祷告。
Only if you pray.
我们不单把孩子带到神的面前，我们要用祷告。
Not only do we bring our children to the Lord, we need to pray.
把他们带到神的面前来。
Bring them into the presence of the Lord.
今天你需不需要为自己祷告
？Today, do you need to pray for yourself?
我们需不需要来到神的面前，真是谦卑自己，为过去一切的事情
，and humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness for what we have done?
过去我们所做错的事情
，for all the wrongs that we have committed,
来到神的面前祷告
，and pray.
我们一起低头，好吧
？Let's bow our heads.
父神，我们把自己交托在你的手中。
Holy Father, we surrender ourselves to you.
我们需要你的帮助。
We need your help.
求你给予我们一个谦卑的心。
Give us a humble heart.
愿你的灵来在这个时候来触摸我们的心。
May your spirit speak to us right now.
让我们看见我们的需要是什么。
And to see the needs that we have.
让我们首先在你的面前
Let us first come to you.
能够为过去在家庭配偶的身上在孩子身上在过去所做的一些的亏欠在你面前向你认罪悔改
And forgive us for the wrongs that we have done in our family, to our spouse, to our children.
我在这个时候我就请每一位弟兄姐妹来到神的面前为你自己祷告
I ask you to come before the Lord and pray to God yourself.
如果圣灵在你心里面有动工
If the Spirit is speaking to you,
而且你的孩子在旁边
and your children are by you,
你愿不愿意向孩子说对不起的话
Are you willing to say, I'm sorry to your children?
你愿不愿意现在就在孩子面前
Are you willing to say that to your children?
我在这时候邀请所有的父母亲，如果你孩子在这里的话，你抱着他们，为他们祷告，为他们祝福。
And if your children are by you, I'm going to ask parents to surround your children, embrace them, and pray with them.
我希望父母亲，如果你没有跟孩子住在一起的话，你把大家坐在一起，就用这现在这个时间
，and use this time
为他们祷告
，to pray for them and lift them up，
为整个的家祷告
，pray for your whole family.
如果孩子不在你旁边的，我们也为我们的儿女在这个时候为他们祷告。做祖父祖母的，也为你的儿女、为你的孙辈来做这样子的祷告。
Your children and your grandchildren.
愿神的祝福在你的家里面。
May the Lord's blessing pour out into your family.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你在世上，你为我们。做了那美好父亲的榜样。
Jesus, we thank you for you gave us this perfect demonstration of what's it like to be a father.
让我们体会在世上 那最神圣的爱乃是主耶稣基督的爱。
And then we can see that the perfect love is the love of Jesus.
在他的里面我们得以成全。
That in him we are fulfilled.
在他的里面我们领受了父神的慈爱。
In him we receive the Father's love.
也求主你给我们一个谦卑的心在你面前。
And give us a humble heart before you.
让我们真正的在你面前能够承受这样一个做父母亲的这样子一个职位。
And that we can come, we accept this responsibility as father and mother before you.
在我们的身上，让我们能够反映出你的爱来。
And we demonstrate your love in our lives.
将这样一个信心也能够传给我们的儿女。
That that our faith may be passed on to our children.
也求主你在这个时候，主你自己灵来引领我们的心。
That at this time may your spirit lead our hearts.
让我们的信心不单是注重在我们的孩子的身上，让我们更是在教会里面，让我们也看到哪些成为我们属灵的儿女。
And that our spiritual eyes not just on our children, but also on the children of the church.
让我们能够关心到这些有需要的，关心到我们周围的这些的孩子。
And that we care and pour out our love to the children.
把他们带到你的面前来。
To bring them to you.
求你祝福我们整个的教会。
May you bless our church.
祝福我们每一位做父母亲的。
And bless each and every one of us as parents.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.